Super PACs are playing a bigger role in presidential politics this year than ever before. These fundraising vehicles can raise and spend as much money as they want, as long as they don't coordinate with the candidate they're backing. To see up close how super PACs are changing the campaign landscape in New Hampshire, NHPR's Emily Corwin spent some time with Republican Carly Fiorina, whose super PAC is pushing the limits of what these new groups can do.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good to see you.
It's a familiar sight. Carly Fiorina's campaign has a meet and greet at a lumberyard in Wentworth. Nitza Ioannidis and Carrie Marsh stand behind a table signing in guests. Ioannidis hands you a red Carly for America sticker and a brochure. Marsh might recommend a poster.
Yeah, anything you guys want. Thank you, enjoy the event.
You might think these women work for Fiorina's campaign, known as Carly for President. You'd be wrong. They work for Carly for America, the pro-Fiorina super PAC. In fact, that day in Wentworth, Fiorina and most of her staffers didn't show up until after Fiorina's talk was scheduled to begin.
Hi, I'm Leslie.
Leslie Shett, the press secretary for Fiorina's super PAC, was there early.
What we do is focus a lot on essentially the ground game.
At events, the super PAC often brings as many staffers as the campaign itself. They keep track of event attendees and distribute posters. What they don't do...
No, we don't communicate with the campaign.
It's like planning a wedding without being allowed to talk to the bride or groom. Super PACs rose in the wake of a 2010 Supreme Court decision that loosened restrictions on campaign finance. The court declared that people and corporations could donate unlimited sums to independent groups. The only catch? They can't coordinate directly with candidates' campaigns. So far, other super PACs spend money safely from the sidelines, pouring millions and millions into TV advertising.
We need a president willing to challenge the whole culture in our nation's capital. And I mean to do it.
That's paid for by Jeb Bush's super PAC, Right to Rise. Bush's official campaign, theoretically, had nothing to do with the ad. Other candidates, Hillary Clinton and John Kasich, for example, have similar strategies. In New Hampshire, Carly Fiorina's super PAC takes a different approach. Ray LaRaja is associate professor of political science at BU. He says super PACs can fill a gap for candidates who face better-funded opponents.
She doesn't have high name recognition. She's not like the ideologues on the right and left, like Senator Cruz from Texas, who gets a lot of passionate small donors. She doesn't have that national ideological constituency. So she relies on her wealth. Her friends were wealthy.
In fact, a handful of finance CEOs in California and New York did get Fiorina's super PAC off to a nice start, writing $100,000 checks. Not to mention the $1 million from Jerry Parenchio, former CEO of Univision. Neither super PAC nor campaign is willing to talk much about how they get around without communicating. But according to Shett, the super PAC waits for the campaign to publish a press release with the information they need. She put it like this.
Once an event is public and the campaign sends it out, then we do our best to try to help fill the bleachers.
And so, on the ground, staffers from Carly for President and staffers from Carly for America engage in a sort of silent tango. In July, Fiorina stopped by a popular Portsmouth cafe between campaign events. While she ate lunch, three super PAC staffers took turns keeping an eye on the candidate.
That's okay. No, it's fine. I'm going to get food.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll take us like 10 minutes. Yeah.
If all three stepped out for their lunch or for phone calls, they'd have no way to know when Fiorina was finished or where she was heading next. Ray LaRaja calls this kind of maneuvering extraordinary.
They're trying to read each other's signals without being overt. And so she, in that sense, is on the cutting edge. In this presidential campaign, because she really can't cross that line.
Overall, the strategy of using super PAC dollars to pay for things usually managed by a campaign appears to be working just fine. As Fiorina says,
we started this campaign literally from a standing start on May 4th. We didn't have a full campaign team. We didn't have an email list. We didn't have donors. We didn't have years of fundraising.
Now, as Fiorina gears up for yet another weekend campaigning in New Hampshire, her well-oiled super PAC behind her, those lean days seem long gone. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.